E-Verify checks social security numbers to see if a person can legally work in the U.S. It's currently an optional program, but some conservatives in Congress want to make it mandatory. That worries some dairy producers in Wisconsin, as about 40% of dairy farm employees in the state are now immigrant labor. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was asked about E-Verify during a forum yesterday at the state fair. Vilsack says a better idea is for Congress to pass immigration reform that fines people who are here illegally but allows them to stay if they meet certain requirements.
As people begin to realize the consequences to agriculture, maybe then they'll say, you know what, I'm not going to be fearful of the future here. This country's a nation of immigrants, as always has been, and it probably always will be.
Vilsack says most farm groups are concerned that E-Verify doesn't work on farms and want Congress to create a guest worker program if lawmakers insist on expanding E-Verify. Sean Poff is a spokesperson for the Dairy Business Association of Wisconsin. He says Vilsack's words are encouraging.
We have advocated the Dairy Business Association for a path that doesn't reward someone breaking the law, but a program that has predictability.
Conservatives claim immigrant dairy farm workers are taking jobs from U.S. residents, but Secretary Vilsack says many people born in the U.S. don't want to do hard work on a farm. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.